Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. So call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the Catholic Church and Christianity, more specifically in general, which has a long and robust history, including lots of good things that the church in general has done and lots of bad things. Now, I'm not particularly in the interest. It doesn't interest me to weigh the good they've done against the bad they've done. I can recognize both. I don't want to act like I'm some sort of, you know, deity out here weighing their good against their bad. It's just a mixed history.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I think that Western civilization without Christianity would be a very different thing. That you know, when people claim to believe, claim to be a Christian, they probably should know the history of the church, especially early on. Well, I guess let me
know, like
back
the Council of Nicaea or Nicaea.
Like, let's even go back a bit further than that. But yeah, I mean, I think the
Council of Trent, is that what I'm thinking of?
Any one of those, I wouldn't be able to tell you what any one of those were, but. What I'm saying is
the Council of Nicaea was the one that decided whether or not Jesus was divine.
Correct. Okay. That I believe to be the truth. I'd have to look up on Trent. I don't know. Yeah. I can't go any further than that. But I can say this, that often there's a classification of mind out there, a way of thinking that says, let's go back to the original thing in order to find out what the word or the term or the idea is. Right?
Sure.
Libertarians tend to be this sort. All right.
So do constitutionalists.
Well, constitutionists are libertarians that haven't quite got it all together yet.
Except they're not fans of the First Amendment. Like, I was shocked to learn that the Constitutionalist Party actually enshrines in its charter or whatever the term would be that, you know, the United States is a Christian country founded on the ideas of Christianity.
Well, now we all know that's not true.
Yes, but
getting this from?
The constitutionalists don't know that.
Did they not read the Constitution?
They evidently did not, or the Treaty of Tripoli, which was, I think, 1781.
Right, with Adams. I think it would be later than that. Tripoli? I think Tripoli is a little bit later. But anyway, they're very clear in that it is not a Christian nation, but... I think that it depends on how you decide to determine those ideas. The idea that one would come down one side or the other on the issue kind of shows what their thought process is. I choose not to come down on either side of that particular issue, but I'm here attempting to hold the people that do come down on the side of that issue accountable, whatever the side might be. So
I got to be honest, I did not parse all that.
Okay, so
which issue?
To say that whether or not the United States is a Christian country.
Okay.
I think that there's an argument for it being a Christian nation, and I think there's an argument against it.
I would say it's a nation largely of Christians, but it's not a Christian nation.
And the people who founded it...
It's a warmongering nation. If it's founded on Christianity, then I'm Jesus freaking Christ.
Christianity perpetrated the Crusades, war...
They did, but it's counter to everything Christ said.
Well, Christianity changed its role about 1,000 years in and said, well, let's go for this war stuff. And
the power of the state
what
is
you're
tempting,
doing is
and
you're
the Catholic
saying
Church
that,
became its own state.
You're saying that Christianity's roots as a pacifist religion define what Christianity is, and that is a libertarian thing to do.
Oh.
It's like that mindset, right?
Right.
So going back to the mindset of what is Christianity, one would think that you could go back in Christianity to say, you know, 50 AD and say, all right, what is Christianity?
Well, you'd have to write off what Paul said in a lot of cases, because he was the one who founded the Catholic Church for the most part. I mean, he was generally regarded as the first pope or whatever. But
no,
he was,
that's Peter.
Okay.
Peter's regarded as the first pope. What's interesting,
but it was
there,
Paul who, in practice.
Yes.
And that's the issue I have with it. Peter was supposed to be, and based on the fact that we have nothing written by Peter, as far as I'm aware.
There's Bible books that are called 1st and 2nd Peter, but that doesn't... Whether the veracity of any of these people writing, many of the epistles of Paul may not have been written by Paul, and it gets very complicated. I think what's most interesting is that Paul meets with James, who becomes, you know, who's really nothing in the Gospels, but then he's the brother of Christ, and we presume that means actually the brother of Jesus Christ, you know, son of Mary.
Well, half-brother.
Well, yeah, however you want to call it.
And evidently, we're told they had different daddies.
That James and Peter and these sorts of people meet with Paul, the idea being that we're going to say, hey, look, Christianity is a Judaistic sect, and people who want to convert need to eat kosher and have their parts snipped, right? So then...
well, they got half of that.
They don't eat kosher? Well, I see. thank Kellogg and Graham for that.
that's mostly an American thing, though.
Right. So Paul says, no, no, no. You people who claim to have known, who know Jesus, didn't know Jesus like I knew Jesus, because Jesus appeared to me in a vision, so I knew the God Jesus. You know the man Jesus. And
who said this?
Paul.
I'm not surprised.
To Jesus' brother. I mean, the hubris of this huckster knew no bounds. Yeah. I mean, he is the greatest con man that ever lived. The idea that this guy created out of whole cloth a religion that was completely, had no resemblance to who Jesus was. And the idea that he created this, it's fascinating. But to find out what a Christian is, if you go, say, 100 AD or something like that, there's not one thing you can even say. The few things that I said that, you know, talking about there being sort of this positive relationship to the afterlife, and that the average person could commune directly with God. The church basically took that away at some point. But
because for them it was all about power. You know, they wanted to act as intermediaries between God and the people, so they put themselves there and said this is the way it actually is. That's why they didn't want the Bible translated into English and kept it in Latin, and, you know, killed people for trying to translate it into English, so the average person, even though the average person couldn't even read back then, was capable of actually understanding what was being fed to them.
But the church fathers for 300 years... more, fought physically in many cases each other over doctrinal disputes, like what should people be eating, you know, should there, you know, all kinds of things, that aspects of Christianity. I think the most important of which is Jesus a prophet, or is he actually a God, and sort of the Trinity and how that looks, and, you know, these kind of things. And this is one of the things where I believe Islam is very much lay a claim to being an aspect, being a denomination of Christianity, because what it claims is...
I would tend to agree.
Right. It claims they're Unitarians versus Trinitarians, and lots of that going on in early Christianity. Secondly, they're they say that Jesus is a prophet.
Right.
And now the reference for Jesus, I suspect, has gone down over time, probably because of the conflicts with the church. It's like, hey, you know, we don't like this guy anymore. But I think that the roots of Islam really are as a Christian denomination. But, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me on that. Anyway, I want to go on with this article where we're talking about, because I do love talking about church history, and I think it's fascinating.
Man,
I love learning about it. Lots of good stuff on YouTube. You can go looking at it. All right, about priests getting the ability to marry, with here from the Daily Beast article, but a phalanx of conservative Catholic clerics led by American Cardinal Raymond Burke and a host of other traditionalists are ready to demand the resignation of the Pope if he signs off on such a heretical matter. By allowing married men to become priests in remote areas, they fear the church could pave the way to an abolition of celibacy. They're right, and they should. Their slippery slope concern is that next, ordained priests will be able to marry, and then God knows what could happen. Maybe even women would be allowed into the priesthood.
Did this guy actually say this?
Yeah, there's a woman who wrote the article.
A woman actually said
this. Yes.
A woman actually said, oh my.
That's Stockholm Syndrome if I've ever heard it, man.
What's that mean?
I'll get into it here in just a moment. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divi is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divi to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divi is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divi price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divi or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divi. Visit DiviProject.org. Divi is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DiviProject.org. Again, DiviProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And I want to tell you about the Edge wallet, because it's the mobile wallet that I use for storing and holding and moving and using my cryptocurrency. It supports all kinds of cryptocurrencies. Your big ones, of course, Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, obviously, is by far my favorite. Litecoin, Ethereum, all of the ones that you would expect a major wallet to support, it supports. It also includes support for Stellar, which is XLM, a newer cryptocurrency.
A whole variety of currencies out there. I mean, yeah. Basically,
there's dozens of them.
Yeah, many dozens.
Not quite as many as Coinami supports, but I would argue that's a good thing because Coinami has junk on there like Putin coin and other stuff that no cryptocurrency advocates likely to really think is going to, you know, do any good for cryptocurrency.
One of the things that Coinami's had some negative articles written about it. I don't think that's necessarily meaningful.
Well, how about them giving out the people's 14-word passphrases via clear text to Google?
That's a problem.
And causing people to actually lose and then denying responsibility for it.
And that's one, that was the one I was going to get into here, is that Edge Wallet doesn't have that problem, that 14-word issue.
No, it's got a username system, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. And I've used it. I've also transferred it from one phone to another. I was talking to somebody today who was like, well, you know, I had some crypto, but then I changed computers, and now I don't have any crypto anymore. And I'm like, well, I probably could help you with that, but how much are we talking about here? You know, and is it worth my time to attempt to, you know, myself, not the most technical person around? I think that it's salvageable, but I don't know where exactly.
Yeah, I've got a broken phone with the Coinami wallet on it, and it's got the 14-word passphrase because I wasn't using the Edge wallet then, and it's got like $70 worth of crypto in it, just enough to pay for the phone to be repaired.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bother with that. Maybe if Bitcoin Cash jumps up to like
50,000. Just hold it, throw it in a drawer.
Yeah, maybe one day it'll be, you know, economical to do it. So that's by far the best feature of the Edge Wallet is the username system. Getting away from the stupid, clunky passphrases of 14 random words that accidentally get sent via clear text over HTTP. It was such a fiasco.
Yeah.
And I liked Coinami up until that point. It also supports multiple user accounts, which is really great. It's being used here in Keene, New Hampshire by homeless people who will go into some of the stores here that accept cryptocurrency and sign into the Edge wallet on employees' mobile phones using their username and password so that they can still make purchases even though they don't have any mobile phone or any mobile provider. It's a wonderful, wonderful app. So go check it out. You can find it at edge.app. They've been building it since 2004. It's absolutely great. It literally is the wallet that I use.
So do I.
So getting back to Christianity and Catholicism, we evidently have a priest who is a bit, let's call him butthurt, about the possibility of priests getting married. And evidently, as Mark pointed out during the break, the woman writing this article was being facetious when she said, you know, who knows what will happen next? Women might get ordained.
Right, which pretty much is true in almost every other denomination of Christianity out there.
Wasn't it a big deal when the Methodist Church did it?
It might have been Methodists. I know that it was a big deal when the Presbyterians did it, but now they've got gay ministers and all kinds of stuff, so whatever.
That was a big deal in the Methodist Church, too.
German Cardinal Gerhard Mueller of Germany is vehement. He doesn't even want the topic brought up and has condemned the Synod working document. He says it has triggered fears of a pending change to church doctrine. He warns that it could actually cause a...
Shut up, boomer!
...schism, leaving conservatives with no choice but to leave the church under Francis. I'm not sure what that means, church under Francis.
Pope Francis?
Oh, yeah, Pope Francis. Thank you. I was thinking Franciscans. And that brings me to a point, is that exactly what are we talking about when we say schism? I can think of Franciscans, Trappists, Jesuits, a whole variety of different types of Catholics out there. I mean, would a schism still remain under the Catholic Church? And if so, big whoop. Who cares?
Wouldn't be the first one.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to have some place where priests have to be celibate and some places where they don't?
I wonder which one of these two will be successful.
The priests that are willing to put up with being a priest and want to be married will simply go to the more yucky places in the world where they can't get the celibate priests to go. And they'll do the job of priests in those locations, and fine. They do the yeoman's work, and then after a series of decades, they'll be allowed to do some of the better work. Just like humans have done throughout society's evolution, somebody has to go in and do the crap work, has to do the hard stuff, and then their kids, or the next generation, benefits from it. So, there you go.
Isn't it amazing that at the same time we're talking, that society as a whole is talking about whether or not, trans people can use a women's restroom, the Catholic Church is still trying to figure out whether or not their priests should be able to get married.
Yeah. They really are 1,000 years back.
I don't know if it's quite 1,000, but...
But the priests are allowed to wear dresses.
100. They are.
Yeah. They got the little skirt things that...
And then there's the fact that nuns, aren't they essentially like sister wives to Christ or something like that?
Yeah, well, no one's talking about letting them not be celibate.
Yeah, no, sorry, the ladies don't have to, don't get to talk about this.
Do nuns get to get married in this new?
No, that's not even being discussed.
They're reserved for Jesus.
You know, so the body of the Christianity is called the Bride of Christ. Anyway, the church is called the Bride of Christ. What you're saying about nuns.
His bride is a whore.
It is true, but all of us, all males in the church are in part the Bride of Christ. So, this is an interesting thing.
Are they power bottoms?
I don't know.
They sound like power bottoms.
I don't know. Any idea what any of that crap means.
Miller. I feel like you could extrapolate the meaning.
I know what a bottom is.
I think I have an idea what a power bottom is.
Mueller says that the Amazon working document lacks theological reflection and creates great confusion for Catholics. He says that it puts the focus on human ideas to save the world rather than Jesus. Jesus never said anything about celibacy that I can tell, and... Honestly, the evidence for Jesus being celibate, being single, is scant.
I didn't see anything in the Bible about Jesus being celibate or saying anything about celibacy. So I don't know.
Weren't things they were talking about?
Give us a call.
Rabbis, which Jesus was arguably, didn't have any prohibitions like that. Jesus was a Jew who grew up in a Jew world and really didn't come in contact with people that weren't in some way related to being Jewish. The whole idea of celibacy for the priesthood would have never entered his mind. It wasn't a discussion.
Interesting. Well, I knew that about the Jewish thing. I didn't know that rabbis weren't required to be celibate. I've never committed any thought whatsoever. But
But they can't have a ham sandwich. Hey.
So Paul was the one who invented Christian celibacy, I suppose?
No, that didn't come up for
So even Paul didn't do it?
He wasn't married, but he did talk about some celibacy, so he extolled celibacy.
Well, Tom Gray, who used to host Call to Freedom, believed Paul was gay.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's controversy over a late-night announcement that the U.S. is pulling troops out of northeast Syria to make way for Turkish troops. But they're expected to launch an offensive against the Kurdish fighters who've been American allies in the war.
President Trump tweeting, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends, "We shouldn't abandon our allies, and the job's not finished."
This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
There are new subpoenas for the White House and Pentagon to release documents on the decision to withhold congressionally approved military aid for Ukraine. A whistleblower complaint alleges it happened to give the president power to push Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the Catholic Church here and its ideas to allow people to get married. I think there's a bit more to be said on the issue of Christianity in general and various destructive policies it has waged throughout the past century or so that created a lot of issues that didn't actually have to exist. Like, I'm from Mississippi, where the only sex education program offered by the school, and I'm with you, okay, I want to stress that the public school system should not be teaching sex ed in the first place. But if it's going
to... shouldn't be a public school system.
In my case, they didn't teach sex ed, so, you know.
So, but it was an abstinence-only sex ed program.
I made it through my school's sex ed program not understanding the difference between sex and masturbation. I thought the terms were synonymous.
Interesting. Oops. Well, it's no surprise that Mississippi has the highest rates of gonorrhea, syphilis, and teen pregnancy, and also has the highest denomination in the United States of Southern Baptists, who are all about that fire and brimstone Christianity. It's the only state in the United States where more than 50% of the population doesn't just share a single religion, but is part of a single denomination of that religion. No other state has that.
Wow.
And it's no surprise that Mississippi also happens to have the highest teen pregnancy rates, the lowest literacy rates, the highest rates of gonorrhea, syphilis infections. It's just generally not a pleasant place to be, and it's because they're teaching kids that all they have to do is refrain from having sex. Okay, that's all well and good.
That's not sex education. That's anti-sex education.
Yeah, and it's a good idea, I suppose. But
it would be
going,
if it worked in implementation. How's it doing?
Clearly not well.
Then it's not a good idea.
No.
Ideas are only good if they work.
Yeah. Well, this one, yeah, definitely. Good point. But, teens are going to have sex, right? And so because they got no education whatsoever from their parents who share those Southern Baptist beliefs and don't tell them anything about sex or contraceptives or anything like that, all of that ultimately stemming from the Catholic Church as well. Southern Baptists aren't exactly against contraceptives, but they refuse to teach them to kids because they think it will encourage them to have sex, which is what they're against. It's just absolute nonsense. It's antiquated. It's stupid. And why are they pretending like they weren't having sex with each other when they were 16 and 17-year-olds themselves?
I think that they feel guilty for it, and they don't want their kids doing it. I don't want my kid doing the things that I did when I was sub 21, I can assure you. The list is long and sordid, and I don't want him doing many of those things. I understand that he will do some things, and I'd like to keep the list as under control as I could. I believe by banning them all that I'm more likely to drive him to do all of them rather than allowing some and, hopefully controlling some of the circumstances. For instance, some of the circumstances I'm interested in is condom use. Like this, condom use will solve some problems.
Right.
And just banning sex outright, what if he's got a girlfriend? What if they've been in, I met a young lady this weekend who had been together. She was with her parents. She didn't talk about having sex with her boyfriend. She'd been together with her boyfriend for 2 years. She was 16 years old. They got together when she was 14, and he's a little older than she is. I wonder what's going on. It's not a good idea to just pretend like these kids aren't doing things.
They certainly are.
I would agree entirely. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. One of the things that characterizes the Free State Project, this the libertarian migration to New Hampshire, is the idea that we should raise as much concern as we can and focus as much scrutiny as we can on the authorities so that they get more scrutiny in New Hampshire than anywhere else. And as part of that process today, I would like to tell you about something that happened in Claremont. Have you guys talked about this cop in Claremont?
Not yet.
So apparently he managed to cause a 5-car crash, and he did so while violating New Hampshire's cell phone law. He was on his cell phone while he was driving.
Oh, this guy was, I think I recall hearing about this. He was on his cell phone, driving his police cruiser with his blue lights going, and looks down at his cell phone while he's about to run through a red light.
And he did run through a red light, according to the article that I read, and, again, 5-car wreck with injuries. And guess what? He's not being charged.
Of course not.
Did he have his lights on, out of curiosity?
Yeah, he had his lights on.
My understanding is he did.
Okay. Well, that's going to get them out of just about everything. Yeah. That the lights are on, the emergency lights are on, and people didn't see it. Whether,
Well, the thing is, this is kind of a half-blind intersection because it's like an
X-shaped. I'm not claiming it's a good idea.
It's a sharp angle.
I'm against the emergency lights. As a fireman, I have been in two locations. I haven't even been to that many wrecks. I'm a volunteer fireman. Maybe I've been at a couple dozen. Two of them, there were wrecks next to the wreck. Because why? Why was there a wreck next to the wreck?
Because they create dangerous circumstances.
Rubberneckers want to look, right? So, we put a circumstance where you have lights that are flashing round and round, bringing everybody's attention to a situation. So the lights are intended to grab your attention. That's their job. And people are nosy. The pulling people over on the side of the road with those lights, I believe, is ought to be weighed against how much danger is that person actually creating on the road. Because you're creating a danger when you pull them over and then ask everybody to go around and merge and all do all these things. It's dangerous just pulling somebody over. And those lights are dangerous. They're intended to distract drivers.
Mark,
that's their job.
Do you want to know the kicker to this? This police officer was responding to a house fire.
Yeah, so like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Right. Let's make sure everybody's out of the vacant house. So if somebody comes out of the vacant house, I'm going to write him a ticket. He didn't need to be there.
Any more on this story, Dave?
Well, it's just, they got all this trouble to make a law that stops us from using cell phones. They could have made a law that says you can't use cell phones unless you're a cop going to a fire or something like that. But they didn't. I don't think there's any kind of exception for cops.
Well, they just have that general, generic exception that says we can do whatever we want.
Well, I mean, don't they generally carry, like, laptops and, radios and stuff like that in their vehicles? The law isn't about cell phones. It's about using handheld devices, right? You can't have them in your hands, but, they do, in fact, have their radios in their hands, and they do have laptops sitting right there on their consoles in a lot of cases. So I imagine, yes, the law does, in fact, include some exception for the police.
Well,
I'm not saying that's right.
Right. The idea that these guys can have laptops sitting in their passenger chairs, with their mounts for the laptop. I mean, it's not like this is a secret or anything.
Right.
I mean, we're mounting these laptops in there and then tick, 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 doing the things that they do. Well, they're not superhuman. They're going to get distracted like anybody else.
Yep. Well, Dave, thank you so much for the call. Right. Always unfortunate to hear about the various wrongdoings of police. There was another cop not terribly long ago who was texting while making a turn. I don't remember what state this was in. And he hit somebody on a bicycle who was, waiting for the cop to make his turn so that they could go. And he just turned directly into them, never even saw them because he was busy looking down at his phone.
I'm not surprised. Everybody gets distracted, and when you don't have the level of response, when you're not going to be held responsible for your actions, that's going to be a problem.
As a cyclist who bikes every day, cops are some of the most dangerous drivers I see.
Interesting.
That's all there is to it.
But that's cops for you. That's what they do. They're thugs. They're rapists. They're murderers. They're wife beaters. They're just generally all around terrible people doing terrible things.
Well, they're also normal people that are caught in normal situations, too.
855-450-FREE.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear, and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
And Mark.
And I love this headline here. Meatless meat is becoming mainstream, and it's sparking a backlash. Now, just the idea of meatless meat. So it's not meat. It literally is not meat.
Yeah, it's,
right.
It's meatless, but it resembles meat. But yeah, meatless meat. I mean, what are we going to have next? Waterless water?
That's
how about meatless
alcohol.
Patties?
Meatless patties.
That's what they are, right?
Meatless burger patties.
You've had one of these, have you not, Mark?
I love them. I thought it was great. I had, I think, the Impossible Burger, but it might have been the Beyond Burger. I'm not sure which one it was, obviously. But it was great. It was...
Now, I liked Burger King's old veggie burgers. They were actually...
I'm not familiar with them.
...very good. They didn't taste like meat, but they weren't supposed to, either. They had their own unique taste, and it was a good taste.
I have not had that, and I would say that the meatless burger that I had was close enough to meat that I couldn't really tell for a hamburger. Now, I'm not going to claim it was like making, you know how you take hamburger, you smash it into a sort of a hamburger-y shape, you cook it, you slap it on a bun. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
It was like, you know, when you buy the burger that's already made into a burger at the store and you get like the 12-pack of burgers that are separated by wax paper?
Oh, yeah.
It's like those burgers.
Okay.
Not the greatest burgers, mind you, but the fact that they can replicate that is amazing with something that is not meat.
It certainly is. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Freddie calling in from Connecticut. Freddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Freddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe all the bile hatred and vitriol.
Try. Saw that coming.
Oh, you don't need to dump those. I don't see any reason to dump them. I mean, what's the point? If Ian's not going to do anything about this, why are we dumping these calls?
Just hang up on him?
Yeah, just hang up on him.
All right.
I mean, if Ian wants to do something about it, do something about it. Don't just pretend. I mean, it's such a lame cover-up.
Sure.
Ian's this guy call in, this guy that has threatened the life of my kid.
Is there a way to stop that, though?
There's a variety of ways. Yes, I've presented a way, and Ian didn't want anything to do with it.
Ah.
So.
That's because unfortunate.
This is what he wants. He wants this lunatic to call in so that he can chit-chat with him, because he likes talking to crazy people, even homicidal crazy people.
I like talking to crazy people.
I do not. And I would ask right now, James Witt, please call me again. Never. Ever, ever. I don't ever want to hear my name, my son's name, my wife's name ever come out of your stinking crazy mouth again. Just in case you wondered.
I believe it. I like tipping him tiny, tiny amounts of cryptocurrency just to kind of...
Oh, in the Discord chat room?
Yes.
Yeah, he's you can tip anybody there,
yes.
And it's funny to throw pennies at him.
Yes, well, not even pennies. I'm throwing him 0.00000.
Well, he demanded that I pay him for whatever these perceived slights are that he's you know, obsesses about, right. So I sent him 6 cents. You've been paid. He demanded that I apologize and pay him. I said, I'm sorry for any perceived insult. Here's 6 cents. And I sent him 6 cents.
I think I've probably sent him a total of a thousandth of a penny by this point. I've never even spoken to the guy beyond just hanging up on him when he calls, because, I mean, you don't want to talk to him. I don't mind talking to him, but he's not allowed to call Free Talk Live. So, okay, I'm good with that.
I think he's allowed to call when I'm not on now. Ian's got a new rule.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
The entertaining lunatics rule. Now, mind you,
if he's not calling in to make threats and stuff like that, I get it. I mean, he's just stupid and unhinged.
Well, I would say that to some extent I can defend Ian's position in so much as if you don't like James calling, call and then take his slot. 855-450-3733.
So the Impossible Burger launched quietly in upscale restaurants a few years ago. The coverage was mostly positive, with some reviewers even calling it the future of meat. Now, do either of you remember when Amazon bought Whole Foods?
Yes.
And, you know, alleged that now you can buy everything on Amazon except privilege, social status, essentially. And that's ultimately what this comes down to. Amazon made the social status of being a Whole Foods shopper convenient, affordable, and available for everyone. And then Burger King has essentially done the same with the Impossible Burger and the hipsters out there that, you know, tend to...
They don't like it?
They don't like it one bit.
So why is that? I mean, what's the argument for making whatever this social good is, presuming this is a social good? I believe it is. But
they're not special anymore.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, there's the old. I saw it first. I got the T-shirt back in 1987. So whatever.
Before you did.
Yep.
But now Impossible products have hit Qdoba, Burger King, and supermarkets.
I don't know what Qdoba is.
I do know what Qdoba is. It's like a Mexican grill type. It's similar to Chipotle and Moe's. Okay.
Another plant-based meat company, Beyond Meat, is featured in Carl's Jr., Subway, and now McDonald's. It's a sign that the new wave of meatless meat is approaching mainstream status. An encouraging development if you care about changing our meat-centric food system. I don't.
Can we just call this, instead of meatless meat, call it fake meat? Because it's not meat.
I don't even know if I want to call it... Well, I guess fake meat is accurate because it is trying to be meat.
How about deep fake meat?
But if the emergence of meatless meat a few years ago was held unanimously as a good thing, the response to its mainstreaming has been tinged with skepticism. The adoption of Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat products by fast food chains hasn't exactly been welcomed in some quarters, even among those who you think would be more supportive of this development. Call it the backlash against the fast rise of meatless meat. Yeah, they really like that phrase, because that's like the fourth time in this article they've used it.
Yep, there I am. I mean, you can't have meatless meat.
Interesting. They bring up Whole Foods, sort of. For instance, the CEO of Whole Foods and the CEO of Chipotle both criticized Beyond and Impossible products, calling them too highly processed. Now, I get that from Whole Foods. I've never actually had Chipotle, though.
They would have to be processed, right? You have to process vegetation pretty heavily to make it seem almost like a meat patty.
Yes.
Yeah, but what the catch is, what kind of processing are you doing? I mean, they're saying processing like it's a bad thing, but they're not really being specific about what kind of processing is done. I mean,
processing just sounds bad.
Yeah.
Well, I would expect Whole Foods to, you know, be against that sort of thing. But Chipotle, I imagine all of their food is pretty heavily processed as well.
Actually, Chipotle's kind of, their shtick is kind of like mostly unprocessed stuff.
Well, define unprocessed.
That's where we get into the sticky bit again. But yeah, they tend to use like raw beans and homemade salsa, fresh beef, whatever.
Interesting. But food writer and former New York Times columnist Mark Bittman, who has long called on Americans to eat less meat, criticized the new higher-tech vegan meats for not addressing resource use and hyper-processing, although he has held them in the past. Higher-tech vegan meats. Vegan meats.
Well,
fake meats. I'm telling you.
I imagine the vegans don't particularly, a lot of vegans don't particularly like this either, because they're more sort of pro-vegetable. Well, you know, eat more vegetables and eat more beans if you don't want to eat meat. Don't try something that's not going to be meat, like that's very close. A lot of people just want you to stop even wanting something that's like meat. And
then that's the problem.
If you
don't want to stop eating burgers.
That's like the Catholic Church trying to stop people from having sex.
As opposed to just finding getting married and having sex in a non-sinful way.
Or having vegan meat patties.
Well,
if people want a thing, they're going to do the thing.
They're going to do the thing.
At least present them with a relatively undestructive method that they can use to pursue doing that thing. That's the libertarian position. You know, people, you can't control people's behavior. No matter what they're doing, whether you like it or not, they're going to find a way to do it. Whether it's having sex or eating meat.
To support the amount of humans on planet Earth, we need to have fewer livestock animals, and this is a way to do it.
855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.